Our next speaker is Justin Albertson, and his title of his talk is Outbreak of Gastrointestinal Illness Associated with Unpasteurized Apple Cider at a Large Fall Festival in Illinois in 2015.
Good afternoon. On November 2, 2015, the Illinois Department of Public Health was notified of three cases of a gastrointestinal illness. All occurred in individuals who attended a large multi-community fall festival on October 17th and 18th, 2015, which an estimated 30,000 people attended. All reported drinking apple cider at the festival. So illnesses continued to be reported, so a case control investigation was initiated. Cases were ill persons who attended the festival or consumed product from the festival, and controls were non-ill case companions who attended the festival. And apple cider was a common exposure in the cases. So public health staff administered questionnaires and stool specimens were collected from the cases. Multiple vendors at the festival sold apple cider at multiple sites, so it was initially challenging to find the source of exposure, but eventually illnesses were linked to a single producer who had sold 110 gallons of cider. Cider samples were collected from the consumers for laboratory analysis, and an environmental investigation was conducted at the cider production site. So here's our epi curve. The first illness occurred on the second day of the festival, on the 18th. Then we have a nice curve there, and then some of the later ones were probably due to people who had not attended the festival but had consumed cider that was brought home from the festival throughout the next week. 104 cases and 29 controls were identified. The median age was 42 years. Over two-thirds were female, and six cases were hospitalized. Illness onsets ranged from October 18th to November 14th. Nine cases occurred in persons who did not attend the festival but consumed cider brought home. And consumption of apple cider was a significant risk factor with an odds ratio of 55.6. Six of 10 cider samples were Chicotoxin 2 positive and serotyped as E. coli 0130H11. And two of eight stool specimens were positive for E. coli, one serotyped as E. coli 0103 and one as E. coli 0111. Crypto testing was also conducted, microscopy and subtyping. One of 10 cider samples were positive for crypto, and five of five stool specimens were positive, and all had the same subtype. The cider production took place outdoors on a farm within 200 feet of a calf pen, and the individuals that were involved in production handled cattle and did not change their clothing or boots between cattle operations and cider processing. Cider was unpasteurized and the cider containers were unlabeled. So hopefully you can kind of see this. The kind of in the middle of this map where all the red arrows are pointing is the cider production site. And then we have a baby bull calf pen up on the kind of top middle. There's a hog building on the right, and then a baby heifer calf pen on the far right, all within a few hundred feet of the production site. This is the cider production site, located outdoors with needing some updated equipment. And this is the bulk refrigeration. The apples used in cider production were brought from an orchard offsite, and to their credit, the apples were washed before use. There was another cider producer who used apples from that same orchard, and no illnesses were linked to that producer. Our recommendations included separating cider presses from areas where animals are kept, washing hands and changing clothing and footwear before working in cider production, updating the equipment, and becoming compliant with state regulations. Unpasteurized apple cider must be labeled and include a warning about hazards of consumption, and the producer should develop a HACCP plan and inform the county of production. So to conclude, it's likely that contamination occurred at the cider production site and not where the apples were grown. And illnesses were likely caused by multiple pathogens, but primarily Cryptosporidium. Most clinical illnesses were more consistent with cryptosporidiosis. There was a genotype match between the cryptosporidium isolated from the cider and the stool, and the STEC serotypes in the cider did not match the stool specimens. Thanks to our local, state, and federal health partners, and thank you for your time.